It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Poplar Bluff High School, where we have the West Plains Lady Scissors taking on the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules tonight. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Shelter Insurance and direct from the West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Arthur Ozark's Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, Nectar's Plumbing of West Plains, Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing in West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Hurst Feet and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank in West Plains, Knox Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, the Scissor Zone and Toyota of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Wards, all of West Plains. It's the Scissors, the Lady Scissors, and the Lady Mules from Poplar Bluff, and we have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. In 60 seconds, we'll talk some Lady Scissor basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
Say big on your Christmas shopping at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Boots and shirts are 15% off. Belts, caps, and accessories, 20% off. Montana Silversmiths, 30% off. And there's lots of in-store specials on jeans and more. See their Facebook page for all the savings at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Poplar Bluff High School. Lady Scissors getting ready to take on the Lady Mules of Poplar Bluff. And the Lady Scissors coming in at 4-0 off of that big tournament last week in Fair Grove, where they outscored everything. Let's put it this way. Three games in that tournament, the Lady Scissors were the champions of the tournament. They scored a combined 205 points in three games in the tournament. Their opponents combined scored a total of 64 points. That's how good the Lady Scissor defense was in that Fairgrove tournament last week. Let's see if they can keep it going here tonight with their 4-0 record. Poplar Bluff comes in with an 0-2 record, so they are looking for their first win of the season. Poplar Bluff Lady Mules, coached by Coach John David Petillo. And he's no newcomer to basketball. He's coached the high school boys here, and he's won a couple of state championships with the Poplar Bluff Mule boys. And now he's coaching the Lady Mules and has for the past few years. And he's trying to turn the Lady Mules program around. So John David Petillo will be the coach for the Lady Mules tonight. And his starters are going to be Clara Rallman, Alexis Richardson, Timber Colvin, Sierra Severs, and Hannah Corsamilia. And for the West Plains Lady Scissors and Coach Scott Wallach, it'll be Georgia Osborne, Mackenzie Brunson, Drew Harris, Alyssa Joyner, and Ashton Judd for the Lady Scissors, who are 4-0. All right, coming up here, we hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains pregame show. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy where they are focused on your health.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Ozarks' winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Attention Scissor fans, the Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the scissorzone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Scissors!
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Pop for Bluff as we get ready for the introduction of tonight's starting lineup in the ball game. Lady Mules of Pop for Bluff, Lady Scissors of West Plains playing here in Pop for Bluff. And now, here we go. For the Lady Scissors. First one out. Here comes Georgia Osborne. Mackenzie Brunson is next one out, the senior. Drew Harris. Alyssa Joyner, the freshman. And junior Ashton Judd. That's the starting lineup for the Lady Scissors. Lady Scissors coached by Coach Scott Wallach, assisted by Cass Johnson and Matt Perkins for the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. And here comes Claire Rallman, Alexis Richardson, Timber Colvin is next. Hannah Cortsamelia. And Sierra Severs rounds out the starting lineup for the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. They're coached by Coach John David Patillo, assisted by Joan Lack and Soleil Dugas. And by the way, Lady Mules 0-2 on the season. Lady Scissors are 4-0, looking to go 5-0 tonight. And a decent crowd here at Poplar Bluff as we get ready. Hope, like I said earlier, I hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains pregame show. And so now here we go. Ashton Judd will jump center for the Lady Scissors. And looks like it's going to be Hannah Cortsamelia for the Lady Mules, and we are ready to go. And Hopper Bluff's going to win the tip, and they'll start off on offense. Colvin with it down into the corner. That will be Rahman. Rahman now down to Corsamilia in the left corner. She'll go cross court. Long three from the right wing is no good. And the rebound comes down. Corsamilia is going to put it up and score. Hopper Bluff takes an early 2-0 lead. And the Lady Zizzers will come up the floor. Georgia Osborne across the timeline. Right side to Brunson on the wing. Go to Judd at the free throw line. Back door is Joyner. And couldn't get the handle on it. Osborne fires from the baseline. No good. And it's going to be Brunson tried to knock it off of Lady Mule, but Poplar Bluff will have the basketball. Sievers gives it up to Richardson. Up top, it'll be Colvin. Now they'll go to on the right wing. Shot no good that time by Colvin. And rebound comes down to Poplar Bluff. Up top is Rahman with the basketball. Richardson with it. Cross court they go. It'll be Colvin dribbling. Now it's Rahman on the right wing. Looking inside. Nothing there so far. Lady Zizzers in a 2-1-2 zone defense. And Corsamilia now. They'll bring it back up and around top of the key to Colvin. On the left side now is Colvin. And the pass goes up top. But back to Colvin, who'll fire from the wing, and it is in and out and no good. Rebound underneath is no good once again. Gets another rebound. And the Lady Zizzers are not rebounding. There's an air ball that time. Lady Zizzers with the rebound. Coach Womack is not going to be happy. Lady Zizzers getting out rebounded here early by Poplar Bluff. Judd on the left wing. She's going to go cross court to Joyner. Drew Harris on the baseline is no good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball underneath. Lady Zizzers have to get a little adjusted here in this gymnasium. It's kind of built like the Civic Center, not like the West Plains High School gym. Brunson with the basketball. She'll drive, kicks it out. Joyner from the baseline, no good. And Osborne runs down the loose ball. Brunson now in the lane, puts the shot up, no good. Lady Zizzers are cold from the floor. Poplar Bluff with the rebound. They'll bring it up. That'll be Richardson. And she'll take it down to Sievers on the baseline. Back up to Richardson. Now they go cross court to Rahman. And now they'll go Corsamilia down on the right baseline. Back up. Trying to drive, and we're going to have a foul on the Lady Zizzers. And that one's going to be on Alyssa Joyner. That's her first personal foul, first team foul for the Lady Zizzers. And Poplar Bluff will throw it in on the side. Rahman with the basketball up top, sets the offense, brings it over to Richardson. Richardson back over to Rahman on the right wing. Rahman looking inside, nothing there. Still nothing. She'll dribble up top now. Now she goes right side to Colvin. Colvin trying to drive, kicks it back up top. It'll be Rahman up top. They'll get it to Sievers. And loose basketball. And Poplar Bluff picks it up. Of course, Amelia down the right corner. Brings it back up to Rahman. Rahman on the right wing. Back to Corsamilia, back to Rahman, tries to drive, nothing there. They'll swing it around to the left side. Up top once again, that'll be Richardson. Lady Zizzers hanging in that 2-1-2 zone, putting pressure on the basketball. And Rahman out top. Lady Zizzers steal it. Brunson, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. 4:06 to go first quarter. Poplar Bluff with an early 2-0 lead. And Judd will throw it in. Gives it to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson in the lane. Kicks it up top to Osborne. Now it's Judd on the left wing. Judd goes to Joyner on the right wing now. Looking inside. Back to Brunson at the free throw line. Brunson looking inside. Nothing there. Judd comes down the lane. Judd's going to put it up and in. Off the backboard. We're all tied up at two. Lady Zizzers are on the board. 3:40 to go first quarter. And loose basketball picked up by Severs. Severs gets it across the line finally to Rallman. Lady Zizzers trapping. Now Poplar Bluff, and they're going to have a blocking foul on Joyner. That's going to be her second foul, second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Jade Berry is getting ready to check in for the Lady Zizzers. Joyner's going to have a seat. 3:25 to go here. First quarter and 2-2. So Poplar Bluff will throw it in under the basket. Up top. Severs kicks it out. Long three from the right side is no good. And the rebound comes down to Brunson. Brunson had it knocked away, picks it up back up. Up the floor they come. It'll be Judd now on the right wing. Osborne up top. Tucking inside. They'll kick it out to Berry. Down to Harris now. Up top is Brunson. Free throw line. Brunson pulls up, and it's short. And the Lady Zizzers are having a terrible shooting night so far here in the first quarter. Drew Harris is going to come out. Zoe Williams will come in for the Lady Zizzers. And here comes that 2-1-2 three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Zizzers. Severs over to Rallman. Back to Severs. They'll get it up across the timeline to Richardson. Down in the corner is Rallman. Back to Richardson on the right wing. Up top to Severs. They'll swing it around the left side. That'll be Colvin. Back after Richardson. Rallman back to Richardson up top. Now they'll go to Colvin. Colvin kicks it over. Trying to get it inside. They do. And Jake Berry is hanging on for dear life. And now we've got another foul on the Lady Zizzers. And this one may go against Zoe Williams. And it does. And that'll be the first on Zoe Williams. Third team foul. Lady Zizzers won a timeout. We're tied at 2-2, 2:33 to go, first quarter, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone, Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pop for Bluff. And the Lady Mules will be at the free throw line. It'll be Sierra Severs. She's going to shoot two for Poplar Bluff. Here comes the first free throw. And it's no good. Second free throw coming up from Sierra Severs, who has not scored in the ball game. And she scores. Poplar Bluff with a 3-2 lead. 2:32 to go here, first quarter. Osborne gives it over to Williams on the left wing. Down the corner is Berry. Ashton Judd, free throw line. Back towards Zoe Williams is going to be fouled. I believe that's going against Corsamilia. And it is. That'll be her first team foul on Poplar Bluff. And Zoe Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes the first free throw, and it's good. So Zoe ties the ball game up at three. Zoe looking to put the Lady Zizzers ahead, give them their first lead of the ball game, and she missed the free throw. And rebound comes down to Severs, who will bring it up the floor. Should have been a travel right there. She kind of carried the ball. Rallman will have it. Gives it up to Colvin. Poplar Bluff will set their offense. It'll be Richardson on the right wing. Up top. There they go inside. And the Lady Zizzers steal the basketball. Georgia Osborne will bring it up. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, all tied up at three. It's a scoring frenzy, folks. Lady Zizzers having a very poor shooting night here in the first quarter so far. Brunson on the left wing, cross court to Williams. Inside to Judd. Judd fakes, goes in, shot up, and couldn't get it to fall, but she's going to the free throw line to shoot two. That's just an example right there. That's an example of how the shooting woes are for the Lady Zizzers here in the first quarter. Judd to the free throw line, shooting two. First one is good. Judd's got three in the ball game, and the Lady Zizzers have their first lead of the ball game at 4-3. Second free throw from Ashton Judd, the junior, is no good. Rebound comes down to pop for Bluff. They'll bring it up the floor, and it'll be Colvin, and almost stolen away. Now it is by Brunson, picks up the loose ball. Kenzie Brunson up the floor, gives it off to Osborne. Now it's Berry on the baseline. Jade Berry's shot is good. Jade Berry hits the 6-foot jumper on the baseline. Lady Zizzers up 6-3. Let's see if that gets them going here. Now we've got a jump ball, and it'll go to the Lady Zizzers. So good job by the Lady Zizzers. Judd's going to throw it in, but first of all, Colvin comes out, and Johnson comes in for Poplar Bluff. Osborne across the timeline. She'll go left side to Williams on the wing. Up top to Brunson. Brunson goes left side now on the wing. That's Berry. Berry cross court to Osborne. Osborne down the baseline. Williams is going to penetrate. Shot up and good. Zoe Williams. Zoe's got three in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 8-3 now. Lady Zizzers trying to get the trap over there on the side. And timeout is called by Poplar Bluff. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 8-3. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Lady Zizzers lead it 8-3 over Poplar Bluff here with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Poplar Bluff will inbound from the side. It'll be Rallman up top. And now they're going to come left side with it. Rallman looking. And finally gives it over to Richardson. Shot up is no good. And the rebound comes down to Johnson into the ball game. Rallman up top. Now they'll take it over to Richardson on the right wing. It's going to be knocked away. It'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. Kenzie Brunson couldn't. She dove for the basketball but couldn't get it before it went out of bounds. 15 seconds to go first quarter. And Poplar Bluff to throw it in. Rallman up top. Down to 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we've got a travel on Johnson for Poplar Bluff. So, Lady Zizzers will have it. 5.7 seconds to go first quarter. They lead it 8-3. Judd will throw it in to Osborne. Osborne across the timeline, comes to the right, and she's going to travel with the basketball. 2 seconds to go. And Severs checks back into the ball game. Not a very, kind of a sloppy first quarter of play here by both ball clubs. And that's the end of one. It's 8-3. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362. As the temperature cools, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Poplar's Bluff as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Lady Scissors lead it 8-3 over Poplar Bluff. Poplar Bluff will get the basketball start the second quarter. Throwing it in is going to be Richardson for Poplar Bluff. She'll give it to Rallman, and Rallman's going to set the offense. Rallman gives it up to Johnson in the ballgame. Back to Rallman on the right wing. Looking down in the corner. That will be Richardson. Back to Rallman. Looking inside. Nothing there. Richardson on the right wing. Back up top to Rallman. They'll swing it around. Johnson is going to be knocked down by the Lady Zizzers. But Poplar Bluff gets the loose basketball. Rallman up top. And now she'll come to the left side. Nope, she'll go back to the right side. That's where Richardson is on the wing. Back over. It's Corsamilia. Gives it over to Rallman on the left wing. And now they go left wing. Try to go inside. And stolen away by Mackenzie Brunson. Lady Zizzers with it. Williams up top. They'll go underneath. Drew Harrison scores. Drew's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Zizzers' lead is 10-3. Johnson. Gives it to Severs. Severs picks up the dribble, gets it over. Finally, Poplar Bluff across the timeline. Rallman up top. Johnson on the left wing. Down in the corner is Corsamilia. Corsamilia now is going to go cross court. Driving inside. Shot up and good is Richardson. Ladies, as her lead is back to 5. 6.5 minutes to go first half. Brunson tried to throw it inside. It's stolen away by Severs. And Poplar Bluff will bring it the other way. Rallman has it down on the baseline. Corsamilia is going to shoot it, and it's good. That's her fourth point of ball game. And the Lady Scissor lead now is 3, 10-7, with 6:15 to go here in the first half. Willie Harris, or I should say, Drew Harris, ball stolen away. Here comes Poplar Bluff the other way and scores. And that'll be Richardson scoring again. And Coach Wallach wants a timeout. 6:02 to go first half. Lady Scissors lead it by 1, 10-9. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Scissor basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Poplar Bluff. Lady Zizzer lead is 1, 10-9. A couple of turnovers on the Lady Zizzers, and Poplar Bluff hitting some shots here. 6 minutes to go, first half. Osborne brings it up. Right side will be Joyner back into the ballgame. Up top to Judd. Now Brunson on the right wing. Looking up top, Osborne now. Gives it to Joyner on the left wing. Judd at the free throw line, tries to go back door, and it's knocked away once again. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Judd to throw it in under the basket, and threw it too high. over Joyner's head. And here comes Pomper Bluff with the basketball. Colvin with it inside to Seavers. Down around. Long three is no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzards. Judd will bring it up the floor. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson up top to Osborne. Right side to Joyner. Harris down on the baseline. Back up to Joyner. They'll go cross court to Brunson down the left wing. Brunson looking. Gives it to Harris now up top. Judd on the left wing. She'll come in. Jumper is up and good. Ashton Judd, she's got 5 points in the ball game to lead the way for the Lady Zizzers. It's a 3-point Lady Zizzer lead. Colvin with it. Gives it up. Here comes Richardson up the floor. Of course, Amelia on the baseline drives, and there's an offensive foul. No, I'm sorry. That's Seavers down there. And Seavers, that's two fouls on Seavers. That's her second, 13th foul. And Popper Bluff wants a timeout. 4:46 to go, first half, 12-9. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening. Lady Zizzers basketball, 100.9 the train.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Pomper Bluff. Lady Scissors will inbound the basketball. They lead it by three with 4:45 to go here in the first half. Osborne, left side to Brunson on the wing. Brunson will dribble in. Now it's Harris down the baseline, up top to Osborne. She's going to try the three, top of the key, no good. And loose basketball, Harris runs it down, gives it to Judd now. Judd on the right wing, Brunson in the lane, it's good. Kenzie Brunson's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead is 5. Here comes Morrow up the floor. Lady Zizzers almost had it stolen, but now we got a foul. And I believe it's going to be on Brunson, and it is. That'll be her first. 14 foul on Lady Zizzers. Morrow's going to throw it in, and it'll be Colvin setting the offense right side. That will be Richardson. Richardson with it back up top to Colvin. They'll bring it to Morrow on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Going to the right side now to Richardson. Of course, Amelia back in the ball game. They'll go over to Morrow up top now, and of course, Amelia on the left wing. Now they'll go back over to Morrow. On the right wing, there we go, Colvin. And that one's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be a Poplar Bluff ball down on the baseline. So Lady Zizzers with a not really a terrible first half, but it's not pretty either, folks. And they're up by 5. Morrow with the basketball goes up top. That'll be Richardson. Gives it to Colvin up top. Now Richardson on the right wing. Morrow down on the baseline. She'll dribble up on the wing. And picks up her dribble. Gets it back to Richardson. Of course, Amelia at the free throw line. Joyner knocks it away. But of course, Amelia picks it back up. He'll come left side. Trying to go inside to Seavers. Seavers underneath, and she's going to be tied up. Drew Harris reaches in there and ties her up. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 3:11 to go here in the first half. Shooting has been terrible for the Lady Zizzers here in the first half. Hopefully they can get something going. Brunson's going to bring it up the floor. Right side to Judd on the wing. Now they go cross court to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson looking. She'll dribble up top. And now Osborne on the right wing, looking inside, nothing there. Osborne will dribble, goes over to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson up top to Judd. Judd with the basketball. We're at 2:39 to go first half. Brunson with it. Womack calls out something from the base, from the sideline there, from the bench. Judd with it in the lane. She'll kick it out. Brunson's going to fire the three, and it's no good. And loose ball picked up. Well, I thought it was picked up on the floor. Now we got a jump ball, and it's going to pop the club. Zizzers just can't get any momentum going here in the first half. Morrow's going to come out. Rollin comes back in. Lady Zizzers with that 2-1-2 three-quarter court pressure. And Seavers. Lady Zizzers got some hands on it that time on some passes, but still nothing. They finally, Popper Bluff gets it across. He'll drive the baseline. Shot up, no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Judd will bring it up the floor. Popper Bluff is getting back on defense, so the Lady Zizzers have not been able to run the floor here like they'd like to. Brunson on the left wing. Osborne up top. Back to Brunson on the left wing. She'll try the three again. This time she got it. Mackenzie Brunson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and their three-pointer. And it's an eight-point lead, largest lead of the night for the Lady Zizzers so far. Seavers has it knocked away by Chud out of bounds. It'll be Poplar Bluff basketball. Zoe Williams, Jay Perry comes in. Joyner and Harris will come out for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 33 to go, first half. Seavers will throw it in to Rallman. Rallman, she'll bring it up the side now and gets it to Corsamilia. She shoots, no good. Going to be out of bounds. It's going to be, I believe, off the bluff ball underneath, off of Ashton Judd. So, of course, Amelia is going to throw it in under the basket for Poplar Bluff. Kick it out to Rallman. Rallman goes up top to Richardson. Around the horn they go to Colvin on the left wing. They'll go back to Rallman. Rallman at the free throw line kicks it out. Colvin's shot is no good. Rallman comes away with the rebound. And finally, and they're going to call a foul on Georgia Osborne. And that is five team fouls. Coach Womack didn't like the call. Corsamilia will throw it in again. Gets it to Rallman. Corsamilia out of the corner and hits it 4-3. Corsamilia's got seven in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is five with 55 seconds to go here. Osborne off top, right side to Williams. Down the baseline is Berry. Back to Williams, cross court to Brunson now. On the left wing, Osborne up top. She's going to try the three. It's no good. Rebound inside. Judd couldn't get a handle on it. And here comes Popper Bluff, but Osborne steals the basketball, then loses it. Now it's picked up. Judd going to score on the other end. Lady Zizzers still hustling out here. Up by seven, 22 seconds to go first half. Popper Bluff with the basketball. And it's almost going to be stolen away by Osborne. This time we got a jump ball. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball with 13 seconds to go in the first half. Stay tuned. We will have your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show, coming up in just a little bit. Osborne will set the offense left side to Brunson. Back to Osborne, 8 seconds. It'll be Judd on the right wing. Cross court, Brunson on the baseline. It is good for three. Mackenzie Brunson hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer, three-pointer at the half. Lady Zizzers lead it 22-12 over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. We'll come back in 60 seconds with your Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared when freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages. Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Poplar Bluff, the heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Lady Zizzers lead at 22-12 over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. For the Lady Zizzers, 8 points for Mackenzie Brunson in the first half, 7 for Ashton Judd, 2 points for Drew Harris, 3 points for Zoe Williams, and 2 points for Jade Berry. Nobody in foul trouble here in the first half. Poplar Bluff being led by Corse Amelia with 7 points, 4 points for Richardson, and 1 point for Seegers. Lady Zizzers led it 8-3 at the end of one. They lead it 22-12 here at the half. It's been an ugly first half of basketball for both squads. Lady Zizzers can't seem to get any momentum going, and when they start to get the offense rolling, here comes Poplar Bluff. And the Lady Zizzers having some trouble. The ball is just not bouncing the Lady Zizzers' way here on rebounds and turnovers and on some of their shots. So Lady Zizzers going to have to knuckle down and put a little bit more pressure and try a little bit harder here in the second half. And hopefully they can get things rolling here in the second half. 22-12 is your score. And we'll come back in just a little bit with the Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
The Ozarks winter weather is unpredictable. That's why Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment works hard to make sure their patients are prepared. When freezing rain, sleet, and snow cause electrical power outages, Home's entire staff is trained to become a disaster response team when the need arises. Every aspect of coordinating patient information and ensuring timely deliveries is carefully planned and executed. For those on oxygen, now is the time to double-check your oxygen backup systems. See the professionals at Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment or visit them online at homemedicalwp.com.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a 6-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porto Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
Attention Scissor fans, the Scissor Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Scissor Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Scissors in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the scissorzone.com and follow the Scissor Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Scissors! Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzers. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Hot summer days weaken your car's battery. When temperatures drop, your vehicle requires more power to start, causing a weak battery to fail without warning. Don't risk getting stranded. Bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service and have your battery tested. Also have your tire pressure checked. They can lose pressure when temperatures drop. Speaking of tires, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-thru. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-thru window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Poplar Bluff. It is the heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And the Lady Zizzers lead it here at the half, 22-12 over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Toyota in the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in the West Plains, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing, West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, and Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains, are the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Shelter Insurance and Directment of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, Edward Jones, Kevin Gledhorn, all of West Plains, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Bless Your Heart Boutique in West Plains and Alton. Ladies, this is late at 22-12 here at the half over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules. It's not been a very good first half for the Lady Zizzers, and they've not shot the ball well in the ball game, and a lot of times the ball's just not bouncing the Lady Zizzers' way on turnovers and passes and stuff, and Poplar Bluff has hit some shots, and they're staying within reach here of the Lady Zizzers here in the first half. So Lady Zizzers hopefully will get something rolling here in the second half. They're not having a good ball game so far, folks. Hopefully that will change here in the second half. All right. Hope you enjoyed the part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And coming up here in just a moment, we'll get your second half kicked off. Lady Zizzers being led by Mackenzie Brunson with 8 points and Ashley Judd with 7. They've got 15 of the 22 points for Lady Zizzers here in the ball game. It's not been a pretty ball game, folks. I cannot stress that enough. it's kind of like you sit there and go, okay, we watched the Fairgrove tournament last week, and now we see the Lady Zizzers here tonight, and we're like, where is the Lady Zizzer team? What happened to them? It happens, folks. Some nights it just doesn't go your way. Pop or Bluff will get the basketball to start the second half. Lady Zizzers will add their starting lineup, and Lady Zizzers automatically coming out right away. And Georgia Osborne's going to get called for a quick foul as they put the pressure on. That one could have went either way as the Popper Bluff Lady Mules player was pushing off with her left arm. In the ball game, Rahman now up top. They'll go left side, and that will be Richardson. Back to Rahman. Around the horn they go. Of course, Amelia on the right wing. They go inside to Seaver. Seaver in the lane, and jump ball. It'll go to the Lady Zizzers. Of course, Amelia caught the ball, brought it down, and was tied up by two Lady Zizzers. Georgia Osborne will bring it up the floor. Right side to Brunson on the wing. Lady Zizzers, more movement right now. Drew Harris on the wing, down the corner to Osborne on the right side. Judd now on the right wing. Brunson at the free throw line. Back over. Joyner now kicks it out to Osborne. Osborne on the right wing, goes up top, Judd in the lane, she'll kick it out, Drew Harris on the jumpers, no good, and the ball's on the floor, and here comes Popper Bluff with the basketball. They'll set it up, Rahman almost, it's almost stolen by Osborne, coming back is Richardson with it. Richardson up top, gives it to Rahman, left side, they'll go to Colvin. Coven across court, and the three is no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers still up by 10. Brunson up top, right side to Judd on the wing. A lot of movement by the Lady Zizzers underneath. Drew Harris, and it's good. Drew Harris give the assist to Ashton Judd. Lady Zizzers are up by 12 now. Popper Bluff trying to bring it up. Almost a steal by the Lady Zizzers. Now a loose ball picked up by Joyner. Gives it to Brunson. Lady Zizzers off and running here. Brunson in the lane. Underneath it's Harris. Gets her own rebound. Missed the shot. Gets it again. Back up. And now we've got a foul finally. Drew Harris going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And Seavers just picked up her third foul in the ball game. First team foul, second half. Drew Harris shooting two for the Lady Zizzers. Drew makes the first one. Drew's got 5 points in the ball game. It's a 13-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. I believe that's the largest lead they've had tonight so far. And Drew gets the second one as well. Lady Zizzers up 26-12 now with 5:54 to go. Rahman with the basketball, finally cuts across the timeline. She'll go left side to Corsamilia. Back up top, almost knocked away by Osborne. Rahman with it now. She'll go down in the corner. That'll be Seaver with the basketball. Seaver now gives it up to Richardson. Back over to Rahman up top. Rahman. Down on the right side, down on the baseline is Colvin. Shot up, no good. Joyner with the rebound. And Osborne will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. Osborne will set the offense. And it'll be Brunson on the right wing. Back to Osborne up top. They'll go left side to Drew Harris. Harris trying to go back door to Joyner. Joyner saves the basketball, gives it to Osborne, back to Joyner. Now Judd with it. She'll come in the lane. Jumper is good. Ashton Judd's got 9 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers are up by 16 now. Seavers, and it's almost stolen away by Osborne. Judd knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Popper's left ball on the side. And Zoe Williams is going to come back in for the Lady Scissors. Drew Harris is going to get a break. 4:39 to go, third quarter. Lady Scissors up 28-12, their largest lead of the ball game so far. Richardson with it. A stop to Rollman, and we've got a foul. And that may be number three on Osborne. And that is the third foul on Georgia Osborne. Second team foul on Lady Scissors. And Papa Bluff will throw it in. Just almost. She got a fingertip on it. Coming to the right side now. That will be Colvin. Back up top is Richardson. They'll go over to Corsamilia. Back up top to Rollman and back to Richardson now. They'll go right side on the baseline. Shot is no good. Missed everything. That time was Colvin. Rollman gets the rebound. It's going to be off her knee out of bounds. It'll be looking to the basketball. And Kaylee Dixon's going to come in now. Georgia Osborne's going to have to sit down with those three fouls. 4:05 to go, third quarter. Lady Scissors up 28-12. Brunson brings it up. Right side to Williams on the wing. Baseline inside to Joyner, and it's good. Judge to Joyner. And Alyssa Joyner's got her first points of the ball game. And it's 30-12. Lady Scissors with the lead. And here comes Popper Bluff the other way. And up and in is Corsamilia. Lady Scissors gambled a couple of times, didn't come up with the steal. Popper Bluff wants a timeout. 3:39 to go, third quarter. 30-14, Lady Scissors lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Save big on your Christmas shopping at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Four-post boot and glove dryers, just $29.99. Boot scrubbers, $6.99. And lots of Black Friday in-store specials that you just have to see. And don't forget the Hirsch gift cards. Check out Hirschfeed and Farm Supply and West Plains' Facebook page for all the savings. Proud to be your locally owned independent farm supply store.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, more than up on store.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Popper Bluff. Lady Scissors with the basketball. Popper Bluff, full court pressure now. Lady Scissors get it across. Williams on the wing. Back up top to Brunson now. And Judd now on the wing. Looking inside. They missed Alyssa Joyner. She's been open twice down on the post. Judd with it. Gives it to Zoe. It goes over Zoe's head out of bounds. It'll be Popper Bluff basketball. It'll be Seavers to throw it in. Lady Scissors with that three-quarter court pressure again. Seavers with it. Goes up the floor to Richardson across the timeline. Richardson now dribbles up top. Right side, Colvin on the wing. Colvin up top now. Picks up a dribble. Nobody around. Finally goes up top to Corsamilia. And the left side on the wing is Rahman, who will dribble up top. It's Colvin on the right wing again. She'll dribble up. And goes back to Rahman on the left side. Rahman gives it up now to Richardson. Colvin up top. Rahman on the right wing. Seavers inside, kicks it back out. Rollman's going to shoot, and that one was partially blocked by Brunson. And we've got a foul on the Scissors. And Alyssa Joyner just picked up her third foul. And that will send Corsamilia to the free throw line to shoot two for Popper Bluff. She makes the first one. and she's got 10 points in the ball game. She's the first player in the ball game to reach double figures. Second free throw is good as well. So it's 30-16. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 2:25 to go, third quarter. Judd with the basketball to throw it in, gives it to Brunson. Full court pressure once again. Williams gets it over to Kaylee Dixon, who throws it away, trying to get it to Joyner. And now Judd's going to knock it out of bounds, and it'll be pop for bluff ball on the side. Georgia Osborne comes in, Dixon comes out. Jade Berry comes in, and Joyner's going to come out of the ball game. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Hopper Bluff with the basketball. Lady Zizzer lead is 14. Rahman up top now. Gives it to Morrow on the left wing. Down into the corner. Corsamillion again. Shot up, no good. Judd with the rebound. She's going to bring the ball up the floor herself and gets it to Jade Berry. And Berry stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Coach Womack's like, what was the whistle for? Berry didn't step out of bounds, but they said she did. So Popper Bluff with the basketball. Morrow gives it back to Seaver, gets it across the timeline. And Osborne just picked up her fourth foul. She tried to stop, but couldn't do it. She picks up her fourth foul, and Drew Harris was going to come into the ball game. That's a 14th foul on Lady Zizzers here in the second half. Popper Bluff has one. Rahman up top. Morrow on the left wing. She'll dribble up top. Comes to the right side. Gives it to Rahman. They're trying to go inside. It's going to be knocked away off the receiver's hands out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. A lot of turnovers in the ball game. Brunson with the basketball now. She'll bring it up the right side. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Not quite half court. Judd will throw it in with a minute 18 to go, third quarter. Brunson up top. Williams on the left wing. Williams is looking. She'll drive. Kicks it to Berry. Out to Brunson, who will fire from the baseline. No good. Ashton Judd will run it down. Gives it to Williams up top. Berry now on the right wing. Up top to Judd. And Judd tried to get Brunson inside, but Brunson was rotating out. Morrow on the right wing up top. Now they'll go right wing to Morrow again. Back up. Back over to Morrow on the right wing. Back over. Now they go inside. Lady Zizzer steal the basketball. Brunson will bring it up with 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzer's lead at 30-16. Judd with it on the right wing. Drew Harris gives it up to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson will dribble up top, 13 seconds. Judd on the left wing. Back to Brunson up top. Judd in the paint, and she'll pull up for the jumper. It is good. Ashton Judd now with 11 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 16. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Lady Zizzer is 32. Popper Bluff, Lady Mule 16. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening. Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
As the temperature cools, it's a good time to bring your vehicle to Don's Auto Service to make sure that all fluids are clean and topped off. Always be sure to keep up with your vehicle's preventive maintenance. It will save you money in the long run. Talk about saving money. Right now, get rebates up to $150 on select sets of Goodyear tires. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
For over 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pop for Bluff. West Plains Lady Zizzers with a 32-16 lead. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. It's not been pretty tonight, but the Lady Zizzers have managed to get 32 points on the board and hold Pop for Bluff to 16 so far. Jade Berry and Zoe Williams back out on the floor. Starts the fourth quarter along with Brunson, Harris, and Judd. Rahman with the basketball. She'll come to the right side. That'll be Richardson. Back up to Rahman. Now they'll give it to Corsamilia on the left wing. She'll come cross court to Richardson on the right wing. Cross court, and Judd's going to knock it out of bounds. Hopper Bluff is doing a lot of cross-court passing here in this ball game. Lady Zizzers have had their hands on some of those passes. Can't get them knocked away in their favor. Richardson up top to Rahman. Rahman once again. Guarded by Williams out top. Rahman will go to the left side tomorrow. Morrow with it. Back to Rahman. Looking inside, nothing there. They'll go back to Morrow. Morrow comes down to Richardson on the right side. She'll drive the baseline. And we've got an offensive foul as Drew Harris was right there to take the charge. And Richardson picks up her first foul. That is the second team foul here in the second half. 7:05 to go in the ball game. Ladies, this lead is 16. Full court pressure by Poplar Bluff. And loose ball is picked up by Williams. Up the floor goes to Berry. Back to Brunson. Lady Zizzers will set the offense now. Judd on the right wing. Berry down the right corner. Back to Judd. Judd cross court. Brunson. Brunson lost the basketball. Richardson has it. And Jade Berry is going to commit the foul, her first. And this is just very uncharacteristic basketball for the Lady Zizzers here tonight. Very, very sloppy ball game on both sides of the basketball. Both teams, I should say. Popper Bluff will throw it in. Lady Zizzers have five team fouls. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and it's still a 16-point lead. Rahman gives it up to Richardson. They'll go in the Seavers now on the block. And we got a jump ball as Drew Harris just tied her up. And it'll go to Lady Zizzers. So Judd will throw it in. Brunson with the basketball. Brunson will bring it up. Now gets it to Judd across the timeline. Ashton Judd in the lane. Pull-up jumper is short. It's going to go off of Popper Bluff. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Seaver comes out of the ball game, and Greenwell comes in for Hopper Bluff. Judd's going to throw it in under the basket for the Lady Zizzers. And it's going to be Brunson in the corner for three. Mackenzie Brunson hits her third three-pointer. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Sayre three-pointer. Hopper Bluff with the basketball, Morrow with it. They need to get it across the timeline, and it's going to be knocked out by Jay Perry. Popper Bluff ball on the side at half court. Lady Zizzers up by 19 with 5:54 to go in the ball game. Morrow comes out. Colvin back in for Popper Bluff. Rahman up top. Rahman gives it up to Richardson. Richardson up top, goes left side, crossed away, And Lady Zizzers tried to steal it there. Got a hand on the ball, and Drew Harris almost saved it back in, but it's out of bounds. It'll be Poffer Bluff ball on the side. Greenwell to throw it in. Rahman up top. Back to Greenwell. Greenwell gives it up to Richardson. Back to Greenwell. Greenwell back to Richardson. Now it's Colvin. And now it is Richardson up top. Back to Colvin up top. Colvin back to Richardson. Richardson, it's going to be stolen by Mackenzie Brunson. Brunson will bring the ball up the floor in traffic, kicks it out to Judd on the right side. Down the baseline, Brunson again, it is no good, but Drew Harris with the rebound and puts it in. Drew Harris with 9 points in the ball game. Lady Zither lead now is 21, 4:52 to go in the ball game. Rahman up the floor to Corsamilia. Corsamilia going to pull up for the jumper. It is good. She got it to fall. She's got 13 for Poplar Bluff, and it's back to a 19-point lead. Judd with the basketball now. Gets it over the timeline to Williams. Zoe Williams kicks it out to Barry, who will fire from the baseline. It's no good. Harris inside. She got the rebound, puts it back up, and she's fouled. Drew Harris going to the free throw line to shoot two. Richardson's second foul of the ball game, 13 foul on Poplar Bluff. So Drew Harris will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 4:26 to go in the ball game. First free throw from Drew Harris is good. And Drew Harris has got 10 points in the ball game, folks. So three Lady Zizzers in double figures. Brunson has 11, Judd with 11, and now Drew Harris has 10. One more free throw coming up. And it's good. And now we've got three players with 11 points in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. And ball goes out of bounds off to Ashton Judd's foot, what the official said. So it'll be Poplar Bluff ball on the side. 4:20 to go. Lady Zizzers back up by 21. Colvin with the basketball and gives it up to Rahman. Rahman coming across the timeline now. We got back court. And it'll be Lady Zizzer ball by the scorer's table. Judd gives it to Georgia Osborne, who's back in the ball game. So is Alyssa Joyner. Brunson with the basketball. Osborne up top. Now it's Judd on the right wing. Ashton Judd trying to drive inside. Shot is up. It's good. Ashton Judd now with 13 in the ball game, and it's a 41-18 Lady Zizzer lead. And here comes Richardson up the floor. Gets it to Johnson, Lily Johnson, her first points of the ball game. 21-point lead. And now we got a jump ball. It'll go to Poplar Bluff. Lady Zither stretched the lead a little bit, and then turnovers happen again. And now Poplar Bluff is wanting the timeout. 3:34 to go in the ballgame, 41-20. Lady Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Zizzer. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other. Because we accomplish more together than we do alone, Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Zizzer fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pop for Bluff. Lady Mules with the basketball. Ashton Judd steals the pass. Gives it to Brunson. Brunson shot up and good. Mackenzie Brunson now with 13 in the ball game. Ladies, this lead is 23 with 3:14 to go. Richardson with the basketball. Up the floor to Johnson across the timeline. And backcourt. Going to be called on Rallman. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball at half court. Zoe Williams comes in. Drew Harris going to come out of the ball game. Drew having their best offensive game of the year so far. Osborne gives it to Judd on the right wing. Under 3 minutes to go. Back to Osborne up top. Back to Judd on the right wing. She'll split the defense and goes in for the layup. Ashton Judd now with 15 in the ball game. It's a 25-point lead, and the ball is thrown all the way down. Ashton Judd will run it down for the Lady Zizzers. Now she'll bring it across the timeline, gives it to Osborne up top. Judd on the right wing, goes to Brunson underneath, Zoe Williams missed the shot. Loose ball in there, and going to be picked up by Brunson. Judd with it. Osborne will shoot the three up top. It's good. Georgia Osborne with the Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain Grove three-pointer. It's a 28-point lead now. And Zoe Williams going to be called for the foul. So that's the second foul on Zoe. And if Lady Zizzers can score two more points, we'll have a mercy clock. But Brunson and Judd are going to come out of the ball game now. Jade Berry and Mary Claire Gaughan are in the ball game. Rallman gives that to Johnson. Morrow now with it up top. Over to Richardson. Johnson back to Richardson. Cross court to go to Rallman on the wing. Rallman. And it's going to be knocked away by Joyner. Out of bounds. It'll be Pop or Bluff ball with a minute 47 to go. Rallman with the basketball. Siever gets it over to Morrow back up top. Now they go around the horn. Johnson's going to fire from the wing. It's no good. Siever over the top. Shot up and good by Siever. That's just her third point of the ball game. Zoe Williams gets it to Osborne across the timeline. Zoe Williams inside. And there's a foul on Siever. Stevers just committed her fourth foul. Zoe Williams will go to the free throw line and shoot two with a minute 22 to go in the ball game. So the Lady Zizzers are going to move to 5-0 on the season. Pop or Bluff will fall to 0-2, or 0-3, I should say. And Zoe Williams missed the first free throw. Tomorrow night, West Plains Zizzer Boys will host Salem, Missouri at the West Plains Civic Center for freshman JV and varsity action. We'll have the varsity game for you here on the radio. Zoe missed the second one, and a rebound comes down to Pop or Bluff. Johnson will bring it up the floor, gives it to Morrow on the left wing. Morrow comes up top now to the right side, and cross court they go to Johnson. On the left wing, 1 minute to go in the ball game. 48-22, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Pop or Bluff calls a timeout. 1 minute to go, 48-22, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. They invite you to visit their new showroom at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop in for a visit at Toyota of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Back to Poplar Bluff. Alyssa Joyner steals the basketball. 40 seconds to go here in the ball game. Jade Berry with it now. Up top to Mary Claire Gunn. Williams on the right wing. Inside to Joyner, who missed the shot. It was partially blocked from behind. Poplar Bluff brings it up with 22 seconds to go in the game. Morrow with the basketball. Down the right corner, shot is up and no good. And loose basketball picked up by Morrow. Down to 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Morrow up top, they'll give it back over. And there's a long shot, no good. And that's the ball game. Lady Zizzers are going to win this one 48-22 over Poplar Bluff Lady Mule. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your shelter insurance and direct from the West Plains Post Game Show in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Poplar Bluff, Missouri. West Plains Lady Zizzers with the win over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules by the score of 48-22. It wasn't pretty, but the Lady Zizzers got the job done here tonight. A very sloppy ball game on both ends of the floor for both Poplar Bluff and the West Plains Lady Zizzers. But they got things rolling in the second half as they outscored Poplar Bluff 26-10 in the second half to pull away and win it by the score of 48-22. Leading the way for Lady Zizzers, 15 points for Ashton Judd, 13 for Mackenzie Brunson, 11 points for Drew Harris, 3 points for Georgia Osborne, 2 points for Alyssa Joyner, 3 points for Zoe Williams, and 2 points for Jade Berry. And for Poplar Bluff, they were led by 13 points from Course Amelia, 4 points from Richardson, 3 for Sievers, and 2 for Johnson. It was 8-3. The Lady Zizzers led at the end of one. They led it 22-12 at the half, led it 32-16 at the end of three, and they went at 48-22. Lady Zizzers will go back home, do some practicing, and they'll take the floor on Thursday night. Your first chance to see them at home as the Lady Zizzers will be hosting Bolivar on Thursday night at the West Plains Civic Center. And we'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. All right, it is the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains Post Game Show. When we come back, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics West Plains Player of the Game. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy is open to the public. Visit them in their newly remodeled lobby or use the convenient drive-through. They accept all major insurance plans and offer competitive pricing for non-insured patients. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. The drive-through window is on 8th Street with a driveway entrance on Alaska Avenue in West Plains. For more information or to transfer your prescription, call 417-256-1793. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Pharmacy, where they are focused on your health.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Pop for Bluff, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, the West Plains Postgame Show. Time for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, the West Plains Player of the Game. And it's going to be Ashton Judd tonight with 15 points, Mackenzie Brunson with 13, and Drew Harris with 11. They were the offense for the Lady Zizzers tonight in a very, very rough ball game tonight. As both teams didn't play very good tonight. Lady Zizzers surely didn't play very good tonight, but they come out with a victory, 48-22. So those three are going to be our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains players of the game. JV Lady Zizzers won 36-19 earlier tonight, and the varsity Lady Zizzers win 48-22. They will be, Lady Zizzers will host Bolivar Thursday night at the West Plains Civic Center. We'll have that game for you right here on the radio. Tomorrow night, West Plains Zizzer Boys will be hosting Salem, Missouri at the West Plains Civic Center. We'll have that varsity game for you tomorrow night right here on 100.9 The Train. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment of West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, West Plains, Negri Plumbing of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics of West Plains, J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains and Thayer, Parkway Beauty Academy of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, Simmons Bank of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics and Mountain Home in West Plains, Zizzer Zone of West Plains, and Toyota of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Bless Your Heart Boutique, West Plains and Alton, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Zizzers win two over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules tonight. Want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for doing a fine job. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.